In the sometimes stuffy world of classical music, it's not often that one is encouraged to take liberties with a masterpiece. But recently, a dozen composers tried to follow in the large footsteps of Johann Sebastian Bach. NPR's Tom Heisinger reports there's now more than one set of Goldberg Variations.
That melody is the opening aria, the foundation stone on which Bach built his brilliant set of Goldberg Variations, a set that has beguiled keyboard players for over 250 years. It's also the building block for a brand new set of Goldberg Variations. The Gilmore International Keyboard Festival in Kalamazoo, Michigan, commissioned a dozen composers of all ages and backgrounds to each compose a new variation based on the Bach. Pianist Gilbert Kalish played the world premiere.
It's quite interesting. I mean, we have 12 composers taking this very intimidating work, of which there have already been 30 great variations written by the master himself, by Bach. You know, it's delightful to see, and some people have been intimidated by the material. And I would say nobody has tried to be profound.
One of the least profound of the new variations, and farthest from the spirit of Bach's original, comes from Derek Bermel.
Derek is a lively young man and not at all conventional, and he wrote a piece called, if you'll excuse the expression, Contra Functus. And he takes, you know, a tiny element of the Bach and obsesses about it. I would say that has nothing to do with the style of Bach at all. And it's really delightful because he's taken his own path.
Compared to the 36-year-old Derek Bermel, who's equally comfortable with James Brown or Brahms, Lucas Foss is a composer clearly on a different path, both in his life, he's 82, and, Kalish says, in his Bach variation.
Lucas Foss wrote a piece that was, I think, quite simple. I don't think he spent a great deal of time doing it, but he's somebody very familiar with the style. It's quite identifiable as a variation.
Chinese-born composer Bright Sheng was asked to contribute a new Goldberg variation. Sheng noticed none of the other composers had tried writing something Bach was best at.
Doing all these variations, there is not a fugue, which Bach was very good at it. So I actually constructed another theme from the Goldberg by using the skeleton notes of the melodic contour, and I wrote a fugue out of it.
For some Bach purists, monkeying around with the Goldberg variations is heresy. But composer David Del Tredici thinks the new Goldberg variation idea is just what classical music needs.
Why not mess with a classic? The classic suffered from too much respect. Anything that kind of shakes up a classic and makes it seem alive again, which I think this project does, is great.
But that doesn't mean Del Tredici doesn't have the utmost respect for the original music.
The Goldberg variations are terrifyingly perfect and sort of mathematical and kind of a summit of virtuoso composing. I didn't know them that well, but because of this project, I went and played them, and I was horrified at how, like, what could I do? What on earth is left to do? Bach has covered the field.
David Del Tredici called his variation Gymnopédie, a nod to the slow dances for piano made popular by French composer Erik Satie. Thank you. Del Tredici tried sticking to Bach's original bass line, but his music eventually went its own way. Another composer who went his own way in his variation, according to Gilbert Kalish, is jazz pianist Fred Hirsch. Kalish says it's a touching tribute that sounds a little like a nocturne by Chopin.
And it has nothing to do with Bach in the style, but it uses the material in a very imaginative way, paying real tribute to the material, and it's just beautiful.
So, what would the man himself, J.S. Bach, think if he could hear his new Goldberg variations? Well, considering he was a pragmatist at heart, Bach might adopt a view similar to Gilbert Kalish's.
No, I don't love all of the pieces, but I think many of them are extremely imaginative, and I admire the skill and the wit of all of these composers.
Tom Heisinger, NPR News.
You can hear more of the new Goldberg variations on our website at npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.